Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born May 30th in Emporia, Kansas, our next guest has grown to become one of the most recognizable and beloved drivers in the sport of NASCAR. And now he's gearing up for the start of another big season on February 17th for the legendary Daytona 500. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Clint Bowyer.
Hey, vacation's over, man. Time to start racing again.
Boy, if that's not the truth.
No more this sleeping in. No more this lazing about. Just running around your giant ranch. It's time to get back in the car.
You know, the off season's always so weird. You can't wait for it. You know, you get to homestead and the end of the year and the banquet, Thanksgiving, then you look forward to Christmas. And about halfway between Christmas and New Year's, you're like, all right, we got to get doing something.
Right.
This is crazy.
What do you do?
You don't know what to do with yourself.
What do you do?
You don't go to work every day, so it's just weird. And then you're ready, man. Here we are. It's time. It's time, baby.
But, I mean, you travel so much during the year. Do you just totally hibernate at the house?
You know, no. Everybody would think that's exactly what you do, but I'm telling you, we've been hammered down all winter. Went back to the Chiefs game, several Chiefs games, watched them, and I was all over. Went skiing. Just got back from skiing a couple weeks ago. Had a good time out there. Went out to Vegas for New Year's. We've been on the gas.
Oh my God! Does Stuart Haas team freak out when you tell them you're going to go skiing?
You know, I don't know. You got to live your life.
Sure.
I mean, everybody's. You know what? It's not like you're up there doing double diamonds with moguls everywhere and you know getting on the half pipe. Cruising down. I'm an old man skier, man. Literally.
Listen.
Blues are pretty extreme for me. Cruise down and conveniently located. They put these bars right at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
Right up to them.
Yeah.
Click out of your skis. Beers are served. And guess what? If you're lucky and you find a really good resort, when you get to the top of that mountain, there's one up there too.
Yes. A little last minute inspiration before you slide down a giant hill on two sticks.
Yeah, it's amazing how you fix that by the end of the day.
Dude, let me tell you about my misspent youth. You remember, what's the name of the little hill out here? We go Snow Creek. Snow Creek used to be open from midnight till like 8 in the morning. And this is to show you how whiskey tango I grew up. We used to take acid and go up there and ski from midnight until 6 in the morning, just high as balls in high school.
Dude, oh my.
I know, it's terrible. What a terrible thing. That white snow and the crazy lights.
That's like right out there by Atchison, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the good news is it's only about a 100-foot hill.
Yeah, that's it. It was certainly interesting, though. It was a lot of lights and snow and reflections and all kinds of weird stuff. A lot of blurry people.
Like you thought you were going 4,000 miles an hour. Turns out you're only going 4.
It's a fact, man. You are. Yeah, but you know, I wasn't ECU as a kid. You were at the time you were a little one, man. I was reading about this that you were out there on carts and in the dirt and just nonstop. I mean, you had talent from the get go. You were a good contender and a good racer. I mean, you had natural ability in it.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up in sports and stuff like that, and still raced and you know motocross. I grew up on two wheels and motocross, and that teaches you a lot about balance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things that I learned, you know, at an early age in motocross helped me in any sport, really, to be honest with you. But speaking of sports, how bad did it suck watching this Super Bowl?
Oh, I can tell you, $500 bad.
It was terrible.
I lost $500. I was sitting in Vegas watching it happen.
Well, I didn't even want to go to it after the game, you know, at home, and getting beat there was difficult. That was a tough pill to swallow. But then it's to watch them. I mean, we're so used to watching our guys put on a show and literally highlight reel almost every single down. I don't think there was a highlight.
Oh, no. Well, no, you know, I was, by the way, referring to our Kansas City game, but yeah, the Super Bowl was, I didn't care. I don't know, I mean, I'm not a sports guy, but after Mahomes, and that was my thing with us not making it there. Just, dude, that kid, you'll recognize this. He is under so much pressure as a young guy. He's so talented, and you don't see any of the tantrums or the faces or the anger or the entitlement. He has grabbed an entire city and really inspired people to like the game again because it's fun to watch a good guy do well. And that's pretty rare now in this weird world we live in. But he really, I love the guy.
I was telling Brett Veach, I mean, it ain't just here. It ain't just in Kansas City. I wear a Chiefs hat everywhere, just like I wear a Royals hat everywhere, you know, during their season. Anywhere in the country, you get off the plane, a line guy, pull for the Chiefs, baby, in Colorado. Looking forward to this game. We're all in for the Chiefs. You know, it's literally everywhere. Everybody wanted to follow that guy. And it wasn't just him. I mean, Tyreek and Kelsey, all those guys. I mean, it was literally, they all had their hand in a highlight reel almost every single weekend, and it was a lot of fun to follow. That's for damn sure.
Well, yeah, and it's so funny to me when people don't recognize that. You'd think you'd see more young athletes and more like, well, let's just, the Denny Hamlins of the world might take notice of what it's like to have people actually like you. Instead of people literally praying to the Lord Jesus Christ, you might clip a wall, just not enough to hurt you, just enough to take you out of the race every time.
No, it was easy to like them boys, and that's what you got to be.
Yeah.
And that kid came in, he answered the call, he took care of business on the racetrack and or on the field.
Sure. He was fun, man.
Obviously took care of it. And look at the endorsements that are flowing in and everything else. I mean, that's what it takes to be a superstar. You can't just throw a good football. You've got to keep your composure and do all the right things, and he darn sure is.
Tell me that you don't look at Tom Brady like you do Jimmy Johnson.
Dude,
you're like, enough. Enough. Enough with it. Like, go. Get on. Beat it.
You have to. It sucks. I mean, that interview he did with the kid, and that was like the perfect champion. That was what you were supposed to say. it's like, you want to hate the guy. I literally want to hate the guy. He's got a supermodel wife. Life is, couldn't be any better. He's 157 years old. Football world, still kicking everybody's tail. I mean, it's like,
right.
Come on! Just something that'll piss us off. It just doesn't.
Oh, 3 minutes
he
left.
Me off. He did something to piss me off when he rolled in and laughed on our trophy at home. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. But I feel the same way, but I can't dislike him. Like, he's just so good. Is that 3 minutes to go? And I look at my buddy Belshi and I go, hey, man, what do you think's going to happen next? And he's like, I know. And then wadoonk, it's over. And it's the same way when you watch Johnson. You're like, then Jimmy's a great guy, beautiful wife, handsome. Son of a bitch, he's the Tom Brady of NASCAR. Drives me crazy.
I did an interview last week. I thought, man, it's true. You want to hate him as a competitor. You're jealous of him, whatever kids may be. But you got to, you got to appreciate what they're doing.
And he's nice. Jimmy's nice.
The only thing is, we've got this. We don't want to wake this sleeping giant in our sport. We've got him beat down a little bit. He's finally become human. We've beat him, and that's exactly where I told him we're going to keep him.
This year's going to be great for you, man. You got a great season from the past. Last season was great. You got a good car. You got a great team. You got great people behind you. I mean, this is going to be a fun year for you, man. It's you're settling in, and I'm excited to see what they've done and how the car's going to run. Now, when will you see this year's car? Yeah. Have you already been in it, and it's 100% complete, or are they still tuning and testing?
Well, I think you said a key thing there is I am settled in on a lot of the things that we're going to use to our advantage this year will be the fact that we didn't have any changes. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody knows the job at hand. Everybody knows their job within our 14 car. And a lot of new. We got the Mustang finally to the racetrack. That's something that everybody was anticipating. Just got back from a test out in Vegas. You're going to see a lot different style racing on these mile and a half racetracks. Cool. We were literally dropped in just like you would at Daytona, Talladega. I mean, what you're going to see in the Daytona 500 is what we were doing out there in this test. So that's the plan. That's what they're trying to get us to do. You know, on a track like Kansas Speedway, they want us drafting, you know, 3-4 wide just like you see in Daytona, and they're making drastic measures to make sure that we do that. So hopefully, hopefully it'll be exciting, hopefully it'll be entertaining, and more than that, hopefully that 14 car will be in front.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Well, look, I'm not going to keep you, my friend, but I'm excited here. About a week and a half away, we start off another 2019 season, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun, man. I'm glad you had the time off, brother, but it's time to get back to work.
Absolutely. It all starts with the 500. That's a big one.
All right.
Crazy about it. We just watched the Super Bowl. Our sport, the Super Bowl's first race, so we're ready.
All right, man. I'll be watching. I'll reach out.
Thanks, man.
See you, man. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.